The Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce is here to support our members, local businesses, and organizations, and we do that through advocacy, publicity, education, and economic development. Spend a few moments with us and learn more about the Walnut Creek YMCA with Michelle Allison Peterson. Hey, for those of you who are interested in what happens with the Windsor Heights Chamber of Commerce, I want to introduce to you, her name is Michelle Allison Peterson, and she is in charge of financial assistance at the Walnut Creek YMCA, and she was the presenter at a Lunch and Learn. So we're going to turn this over to Michelle for just a moment and let her talk a little bit about the history of the Y. The YMCA in Des Moines. Talk to us about that. How long has this relationship been going on?
It's an amazing, rich history of 150 years. 2018 marked our 150th celebration here in the Des Moines community.
Wow. And not only this, but there's another celebration going on north of here, yes?
There is. So part of our Greater Des Moines system of YMCAs is our Boone Camp. And Boone Camp this year is celebrating 100 years of being able to provide outdoor activities in central Iowa.
So tell us a little bit about this YMCA here at Walnut Creek. When did you start? Who do you serve? And how does this work with regard to your job in financial assistance? So we'll start when this all began, how many additions you've had, all of those historical things about the Walnut Creek Y.
Okay, the Walnut Creek original building was built here in 1980. So we've been serving Windsor Heights, West Des Moines, Clive, and of course even beyond for all of these years. We've seen continued growth. We've added on to the facility at least four times over the years, three since I've been working here. A lot of changes over the years.
Talk to us a little bit about, you've been here for 17 years, correct? Talk to us a little bit about the demographic change that you've seen here at the Walnut Creek Y.
It definitely has shifted over the years. We are seeing more and more immigrants in our communities here. We are seeing a shift in income level. Folks that are, as the housing in our area is aging, those houses are becoming less expensive. They are creating an opening for people at a lower income level. So as that demographic shifts, we are being impacted by that here in this area.
All right. Your job is in financial assistance. And I know we talked about volunteers a little bit ago. But what is this financial assistance that the Walnut Creek Y offers to people?
So our goal is to not impede anybody from being able to have access to the services that we provide. So we work with potential members and program users to be able to provide a rate that is affordable to them. We do take a look at proof of income to be able to provide that. And we work with them to provide programs for their kids, swimming lessons. It's very important for us to help the community be water safe, prevent drownings, etc. So we want kids to have access to that. We have summer camp programs. We have general memberships, and we are able to meet the needs of our community and even our low-income community because we have that availability of a sliding scale income-based membership.
So one of the things that many people might think of at first when they think about the Y is that this is a fitness center first. But you've got a lot of programming that really reaches deep into the community, yes?
Yes, a huge impact in the community. We are providing programs like our Saturday Night Live. That's a way for teens to get off the streets on Saturday nights, come and play some basketball, be social. It's also an opportunity for members of the community to volunteer and help be positive role models in these young people's lives. We provide lunches in the breakfast and lunch in the summer to kids, and low-cost meals to adults all summer long. So just a long list of activities, all sorts of community health management. We do have our community health partners that we partner with. Great organization born out of our Healthy Living Center. They are now in working out of five of our locations here in the Des Moines area, providing physical therapy, nutrition counseling, and all sorts of health classes and programming.
Talk to us a little bit about the supplemental housing program that is here in the Greater Des Moines Metro.
Sure. We have an amazing campus. It's our supportive housing campus, and it is serving 140 homeless with a safe, permanent place to live. They have the opportunity to live in an efficiency apartment. Social services are provided to them. They can get the help that they need if they have mental health issues, things like that. Those things can be addressed in a safe environment, and it's a long-term option, not just a nightly option for them. It's a really, really great way to impact our community.
And this is all very timely because you folks are working through your annual gifting program, all right? How much money are you hoping to raise through your annual gift?
Our goal at the Walnut Creek Family YMCA alone is $138,000, and that helps defray that difference between what we are charging a lower income person or family to the rate that we would need to be able to function and operate on cost. So as a nonprofit organization, we have the ability to fundraise, and we actually have a need to fundraise to be able to meet all of these needs and provide these programs.
Obviously much more than a fitness center, ladies and gentlemen. So if you missed the opportunity for that lunch and learn that we had at the end of February, this is your information base with Michelle Allison Peterson. Michelle, thanks so very much for doing this.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to working with the Windsor Heights Chamber and really developing some key relationships here in this community.
Once again, that was Michelle Allison Peterson, the Financial Assistance Specialist at the Walnut Creek YMCA. You want to learn more about the Y and the opportunities to volunteer and donate? Just click on the link.